Well, cue up Todd Gordon, today's winning crew chief. And there he is. Todd, before I ask you the question, if you have a question for Todd, please raise your hand in the icon button. And you know what? We'll get you. Since you've been sitting there for a little while, we'll get you right to questions. And we'll start off with Mark Garrow of PRN. Go ahead, Mark.
Congratulations, Todd. Great win. Can you talk about the season so far with Ryan? I mean, it's, you know, a new combination. You are always told it takes a while, you know, the getting to know you, the honeymoon phase, whatever you want to call it. But you guys have been, you know, lock solid, challenging for wins just about everywhere. Has that surprised you, or has that been a pleasant surprise of some sort, or did you expect that all along?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think in this situation, it's a little different than what any normal driver change situation is. You know, if you look back to the one I can go back to is when Joey came on board. But that was bringing a guy on in 2013 that I'd never worked around. I'd seen him on the racetrack, but, you know, we had to build that relationship. The cool part about the shuffle that we did here at Team Penske is, you know, we do operate as, you know, as three car numbers with one team. And we sit in the debriefs together. We talk together. We talk through what we need to do. We need better out of our race cars together. And that's, you know, all the crew chiefs, all the drivers. So Ryan wasn't a complete unknown to me. And I think there was some sort of a relationship, whether, you know, we had talked through some things last year that, you know, and just how we worked together in the racetrack and things like that. So there was a starter relationship, but obviously there's no notebook that you can go back to that you can say, we did this together and we were successful with it, or we didn't like it and we need to go in a different direction. So, you know, there's been some challenges in that respect of trying to put together, you know, what my group of engineers and mechanics have been successful with Joey, and looking at what, you know, Jeremy Bullens had done with Ryan and been successful with, and trying to put those two together. And you know, you add on top of that, since we've come back from the break, no practice, no qualifying. So make your best guess at the shop. But kudos to everybody on this 12 team. They've embraced the change. They've worked forward. I think, you know, this makes six of the last seven races we've had top four finishes. And the other one was an incident while we were trying to pass somebody for the lead. So, to your point, I think Ryan's had, you know, he's exceeded my expectations. He's done a phenomenal job. I think he's matured. I think he's doing great things. And you saw it today, you know, it's just that last restart, a great example of it. But, you know, the 47 didn't get a good run behind us. We didn't have any push, and we got passed and lost the lead. And that's a time when you can get frustrated and just shut down. And you didn't see that at all out of Ryan. You saw him just battle back and you know, knew he had speed, and he overcame and came back to the front. So we've seen that a lot this year. I mean, the read back to Martinsville, we drove through the field twice at Martinsville to finish second. And, you know, he could have gotten down, and he hasn't. I think he's done a phenomenal job of staying engaged and leading us and telling us what he wants and talking through things and, you know, staying focused on the big prize. And he's exceeded my expectations, and I can't wait to see what we can do the rest of the season.
Your feelings on all three of the Penske teams now having won, how much pride do you guys take in that? Given the switch, it obviously looks like it worked.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, you know, I'll be honest. The first day that they said it to me, I was like, I didn't get it. But that's because, you know, I like to put it as, you know, Roger sees a picture from 10,000 feet. And I see it from the ground level. So I don't see the whole picture. And the more, you know, it took about a month of working through things to get where I understood the whole picture. And I won't say we were working forward, having great things going on through that month. But as we went farther along, more things became relevant and aware to me that, you know, we put personalities and traits of teams and drivers together that I think can help them move to the next level. And, you know, you see it in Paul and Joey. You know, Joey was almost my kid when he came in, and he didn't need me anymore. And in that respect, and I think the change there, Paul challenges him differently than I did. And, and that's worked out. I think, you know, obviously, I think Ryan's done a great job in our situation, and I think he's had great runs. You know, I feel badly because I feel like we've deprived him of a couple wins already this season, but you know, they'll come, and I think, you know, Jeremy and Brad are doing a great job together. So once you kind of saw it on the racetrack, you get the whole picture. But you know, Roger and everybody at Team Penske, Tim and Michael and Travis, you know, they get it, and I think they made a great change that allowed all of our teams to kind of challenge each other to bring new things to the racetrack.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to take over here for Mike Ford. Our next question will come from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Todd, congratulations. Just a question. You guys obviously had a really good plan, the Penske group, which seemed to work really well for much of the race today. At the end of the race, you guys seemed, through circumstances, to sort of get separated. Were you concerned at all about not being able to work with your teammates as the end of the race unfolded? Or did you feel like Ryan was strong enough on his own and experienced enough at this track to kind of turn out to still get a good outcome?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, that caution fell at just the wrong time for everybody. When you look at it, we had the opportunity, it was outside the fuel window for I think most of the field. And when you're leading, you burn more fuel than you do when you're in the back. You know, you lift more when you're 12th or 13th, like we were, and when you're out front in the first two or three spots, you're burning a lot more fuel. And I think the great part, and I talked to Paul and Joey about this as I walked down pit road, but you know, there's times that we've not done this. We've been on the same program for all three of our cars, and the problem is that if the race falls the wrong way, you all three end up on the wrong side of the strategy. So in this case, I think we ended up covering both bases. With the 22, he knew he was as short as we were, but he drove forward in the thing that if we get a caution, it's going to bring everybody back to him, and it's going to play to his strength in that respect. We rode for a while until we got to the point we saved enough fuel that we could race hard, and fortunately Ryan did a great job of doing that, and we could race hard earlier than a lot of the guys around us, and that led us kind of from about 15 to go, let him start driving aggressively. And you know, we had good stability in our race car. We could take pushes really well. So I didn't think we had the like outright fastest car, but I thought we had a great race car that we could take pushes and work traffic with. And Ryan did a great job of just letting himself get pushed up to the lead. And you know, we as we're going by, the 8 was still lifting, trying to save fuel up front, and the 22 was as well. So it kind of left everybody almost as a sitting duck for where we were going. Just to, you know, that last restart was a little bit of a nail biter, because we figured we were right up against our fuel window, and you don't know if you get it all when you got restarts going. So the split strategy, I almost think is kudos to us as race teams, and just taking different sides of it so that we covered both bases, and fortunate to come out with this one with a green white checker.
Thank you very much.
All right, our next question will come from Ashley Sterling. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, congrats on the win today. On the end of, as Ryan was finishing up his comments, but I'm just curious to kind of know what he's going through being so close to Bubba and everything that's kind of transpired in the last 24 hours, and to see everybody in the garage come together before the race and just really show that solidarity. What was that moment like for everybody?
Yeah, I guess, you know, you got to talk to Ryan about where Ryan's at, and I know they're really good friends. They vacation together. They do a lot of things together. You know, Bubba's a great guy and really happy, fun. He's done some great things for our sport. You know, it's out with the fan engagement through some rain delays. I've watched that and enjoyed that. He's a good person. And you know, this garage is about, I mean, that's one of the things that I've been here, you know, I've been down here 20 some years, and this is a family. You know, it's, once you're in it, you're part of it. And I think you got to see today that it is a family, and that everybody here supports our group together, and for the actions that happened and what happened, there was kind of a solidarity to how we, how we make a statement, because this you know, the unfortunate incident of yesterday, nobody agrees with. I don't at all. I had a compliment from my 15-year-old daughter when this all started happening. She said, "You didn't raise me to see color," and I don't. It's people are people. We all are human beings in the same path. And you know, stuff that happened yesterday it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable where we are today in the world, and we've got to work our way by it. And I think, you know, as a whole, the garage is by that. I don't think that anything you saw is a depiction of anybody in this garage. And I look forward to, you know, it being resolved as to where it came from, because that's not what our sport's about. It's not what our garage is about. So great to get back to racing. I think racing fixes a lot of things. Good to see them racing forward. You know, I've got a couple of really good friends on the 43 team. Obviously Ryan and Bubba are tight. The car chief over there has been with me for a lot of races and moved from race team to race team with me. The crew chief over there, I worked with, I was an engineer for him at MWR. So great people, great organization. And I'm glad that we've made the steps past and we'll continue to march forward.
Thank you.
All right, and our final question is going to come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead, Stephen.
Todd, this week we head up to Pocono for the first doubleheader. I'm wondering what you guys have had to go through as far as preparation, getting ready for two races in back-to-back days at Pocono, and how will this weekend's delays impact you guys getting there and getting ready?
Actually, if we weren't going to get this in today, it was going to be really painful. We were trying to come up with, you know, starting to work through the alternate plans of how we get cars prepared at the shop. We've got a great support team in the shop of assembly and setup people that aren't team specific to the travel side. So we'll get back in the shop. I actually had my guys scheduled to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, so they didn't get Monday off. They were here racing, but I think they're all good with what came out of today. So we'll be back at it tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, have the truck loaded Thursday night and head up to Pocono. The challenges of a double, it's really interesting because, you know, it's not only, we put a lot of work into this in the preparation side and trying to understand what we want to do, you know, for the two races and what we want to have for a race car and adjustability between the two races, because, you know, with that 20, when that top 20 invert, you know, you might want a fat car that has just a lot of speed if you can start up front for the first race. But if you win a race and you got to start 20th, you probably need more downforce in your car. So we're going to have to think through our ways of, you know, not necessarily does a car that wins on Saturday end up being exceptional on Sunday as well. How you make transitions into where the racetrack goes, where the PJ1 goes, and as it gets rubber on it, what happens to it. Really excited. It's a cool racetrack. Three corners aren't the same, so you end up compromising someplace. And it's really cool for us because now it's almost like Saturday becomes, it's a points race, but it becomes almost a practice session where you've got data that you can work your Sunday setups around. So in shorter races, it'll be pretty interesting. I think hopefully you can come out of Saturday with a car that you can re-race so you can keep your inverted position. But I think guys are doing a good job of preparing the primary and backup cars for the weekend, and it will be a challenge to be successful in both days. I think a lot of thought will have to go into Saturday night about what you're going to do on Sunday.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Todd. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and we will see you at Pocono.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.